all located in the metropolitan area of the city of Johannesburg. The campuses vary in sizes, and each has its own character and culture, contributing to the institution's rich diversity. Developments such as the state-of-the-art buildings accommodating the School of Tourism and Hospitality, the Faculty of Art, Design and Architecture, the Modern Arts Center comprising a theater and gallery are to the benefit of not only UJ but also the Johannesburg community at large. The combined facilities available at the university are amongst the best in the country.
UJ FM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines aside, deadline extended for Section 25 submissions on land expropriation. And the University of Johannesburg Doornfontein campus welcomes first-year students during orientation week.
In your sporting headlines this hour, retired George Lorenzo returns to Yamaha MotoGP team as test rider. And finally, Athletics SA and SABC sign a broadcast agreement. I'll have more on the stories at 5:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. The deadline for public input on the process of Section 25 of the Constitution to allow the expropriation of land without compensation has been extended until the end of February. Initially, members of the public were to provide their input by no later than this Friday at 4 p.m. Mathole Motshega of the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee says once the public submission period concludes, the input received will be consolidated and reviewed by a panel of experts. Subsequently, the committee will embark on public hearings for a month. Upon completion of this process, the final public input will be collected and used to update the bill. And SAA has decided to cancel and consolidate some flights for February. Up to 48 return flights will not take the skies next month. The flight cancellation comes in spite of the 3.5 billion rand cash injection from the Development Bank of South Africa. The national carrier says the preservation of cash through various cost reduction measures is critical to running an efficient airline and to create a platform on which a future for a restructured entity can be built. And lastly, the University of Johannesburg Doornfontein campus this week welcomed first-year students during this year's orientation week, which runs until tomorrow. The faculty librarian for science talked to the students, who also had a tour. UJ Registrar Professor Kenta Berger explains that the students could expect more into the orientation program.